little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
This is Lucy Silvers, and this has changed my mind.
Welcome to the sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller. When Lucy Silvers released her debut single at the turn of the century, her present situation would have seemed an unlikely destination. Silvers initially presented as a precocious pop balladeer with a sideline in writing hits for various chart artists. 18 years and a few detours and rethinks en route, she's now resident in Nashville, married to one of the brothers Osborne, and making music which, while certainly not country, is not exactly not country either. Lucy came to Midori House to play three songs from her new album, EGO.
I've never really wanted to grow up, 'cause what if magic only happens when you're young? And I don't believe that the stars can align till somebody comes to change my mind. I've never been one to settle down, and you won't catch my gypsy heart sticking around, 'cause I gotta keep moving to feel alive till somebody comes to change my mind. Till somebody says I love you and the earth cracks where you stand, and you find all the answers to the questions you've been asking. I don't know if that exists for me, but I keep looking till I find somebody to come and change my mind. You're never gonna see my vulnerability, 'cause letting the guard down only makes you. And love takes second place next to my pride till somebody comes to change my mind. Till somebody says I love you and the earth cracks where you stand, and you find all the answers to the questions you've been asking. I don't know if that exists for me, but I'll keep looking till I find somebody to come and change my mind. Oh, oh, change my mind. Oh, when somebody says I love you, earth cracks where you'll stand, and you find all the answers to the questions you've been asking. I don't know if that exists for me, but I'll keep looking till I find somebody to come change my mind. Somebody come change my mind. Oh, change my mind.
Lucy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I will start by asking, just to introduce briefly, the other two people who were in the room, lest
yes.
people hear the tracks and wonder how you were playing guitar and contributing.
And singing three voices.
Singing three vocal parts at once.
This was two of my dearest, dearest friends, John Green and Anna Krantz. And we go way back, the three of us. They live here in London and I live in Nashville. John and I met when we were 15 and 14. So we've known each other a long, long time. He also produced the new record that I have. And Anna is somebody that wasn't necessarily involved in this record, but she's one of my best friends. And we all do music in lots of different capacities, so it's just lovely to do. I just stole them for today. So, yeah.
Does Nashville feel like home to you now? You have been there quite a while.
It really does. I mean, obviously, I have such a... You know, when I come home to London, it's very familiar to me. But because also my family live in New Zealand, my parents and my sisters, nephews and niece... It also feels like home going to New Zealand. So it's kind of a confusing thing. It took me a while to land back in Nashville Airport and feel like, okay, this is home. But now I really, really do. It seems second nature to me now. And actually now coming to England feels a little bit foreign now because I've spent so much time over there. But I still get that feeling after a couple of days when I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm the quintessential British girl. So.
I did want to ask about just what it's like to make a record in Nashville if you're not from there. And I know this new one isn't your first, but I've been to Nashville a couple of times myself. And like most American cities, I think, most of the great American cities, it just has this way of reveling in every preconceived cliche of it you may have. It's literally everything you imagine Nashville's going to be and then some. Is that an overawing thing ever to run up against when you think, I'm making a record in Nashville? Does it feel like it's imbued with more significance than it would if you were making a record in, well, pretty much any other city?
I think Nashville has changed so much over the years. Like, people associate it, obviously, with traditional country music. And now it's such an eclectic place. You have everything from the Kings of Leon to Mickey Echo to, we were talking about Patty Griffin before, to traditional country like George Strait or Merle Haggard. And now there's a very pop sound to the country that's coming out of Nashville. But actually the place, I guess what you would feel if you went to record in Muscle Shoals or you went to there's a different feeling. I feel, because it's home to me, there's not necessarily a notoriety to it. It feels very natural. I actually recorded in a studio two roads away from my house, a very small place called Battle Tapes, which I'd heard a couple of other sort of indie artists like the Brummies, who are incredible, and Andrew Combs had recorded their records there. And I just loved the sound of it. The sound engineer, Jeremy Ferguson, was so special. And I thought, this is where I want to do it. And John Green, coming over from London, I thought it'd be something a bit different for him. He'd been predominantly recording in London. And Nashville is such a creative, eclectic community that it just feels... It feels like it's alive and buzzing all the time. And it, like I said, it's not just country music. It's got so much to offer in that respect, mainly in the creative arts. It's not so much necessary, oh, there's this building to see in this building. It's really all about creativity. This is Black Jeans.
That look in your eyes, it says you got me figured out. Like a stereotype, there's plenty of us in this town. Ain't no consolation prize, I hate it when you size me up. Oh, it's about time you see me with my cards faced up. When I'm wearing my black jeans, maybe you won't even recognize me. And you know that I won't just take a back seat. There's a side of me that needs reminding, and that's what makes me feel alive. Black jeans. Oh, not just another cool kid trying just to catch your eye. I don't feel like myself in something somebody else designed. High heels on the pedal, feeling like a dog midnight. black jeans. Maybe you won't even recognize me. And you know that I won't just take a back seat. There's a side of me that needs reminding, and that's what makes me feel alive. And that's what makes me feel alive. Oh, no. And I need you to find me. I've been hanging here the whole time. Oh, when nothing fits better, what I am will never go out of style. Oh.
Just going back to your relationship with Nashville, though, and the fact that you live there and work there, it was, of course, initially something of a left turn for you. Mm. You sort of started out a long time back now doing one thing and then have ended up doing quite another. Do you ever have moments wondering what that parallel career looks like? If you'd sort of stayed on the trajectory that you seem to be on around Breathe In, I guess in around 2004, 2005, does that thought of where that might have taken you sort of please you or thrill you or make you wake screaming in the night at 4 in the morning?
Lots of things make me wake up screaming in the night. Do you know what? It doesn't actually occur to me, because in my mind, the way I approach songwriting, even back then, when I think about songs like What You're Made Of or Breathe In, I feel like when I went to Nashville, the affiliation I felt was, oh, these are traditional songwriters. I don't really care about trends. I don't really care if I'm in the charts or I'm doing this. I just actually want to write good songs. And I felt like Nashville embraced that. And I don't think I ever did anything really different. The sound is different, but the way I approach songwriting hasn't really changed that much. It may have grown. It may have developed. I've gotten older and have more life experience. And I don't think about the trajectory, because I can't imagine it, actually, because now I'm so settled on a personal front. I'm sort of content with what I've chosen, the things I've chosen. And I know that everyone in life goes, maybe for a second, they go, what would have happened if I'd never come here or I'd never met this person? Obviously, it may be a fleeting moment. I've considered that, but I'm so grateful that my life took the turn it did. And believe me, it was culturally very different. I'm a British person in Nashville, surrounded by country music, which I didn't grow up surrounded by. And my husband, for example, was completely, that embodied him his whole life. And so that's actually a fascinating thing. We came together and we're completely different sides of the world and yet have so much in common. I feel like I've ended up in a place that suits me just right, and I can't imagine it any other way. So this next song is called Kite.
Maybe you're down to earth, she gonna on the sky. She keeps you on alert every time it gets too high. Attitude with an attitude, wears you out like a hand. Baby, you're down to earth, she gonna on the sky. Boy, you better hold those strings, cause she gonna fly away. Better get a tighter grip, she wasn't born to stay. Holding on, why not go? If you let her go, she's trouble. Boy, you better hold those strings, cause she gonna fly away, fly away. I'll fly away. Well, she got a stratosphere, she ain't got direction. Watch out, she disappears if you can't keep her attention. If you got to keep her steady, she'll blow you off like your cheap confetti. Well, she got a stratosphere, she ain't got direction. Oh, boy, you better hold those strings, cause she gonna fly away. You better get a tighter grip, she wasn't born to stay. When holding on, why not go? If you let her go, she's trouble. Boy, you better hold those strings, cause she gonna fly away. Fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, she ain't got got nothing, nothing, nothing. She ain't got nothing. Oh, hey, thing. Boy, you better hold on strength, cause she gonna fly away. Oh, you better get a tighter grip, she wasn't born to stay. Well, hold.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Lucy Silvers. Her new album, EGO, is out on Furthest Point Records. Further information and tour dates are at lucysilvers.com. This show was produced by Holly Fisher, recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. I'm Andrew Muller. Next week, we'll have music by the Australian band Sons of the East. Do join us then. Thanks for listening.
Hold on to that guide.